All right, good morning. We're Masechet Menachot Daf Tzadik back in Israel, Baruch Hashem. And just a note, yesterday, when we learned yesterday in the Rashi, the Gemara spoke there about Sheva and Yud Aleph, right? And we said there were three things from the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. What the connection was between all three still boggles my mind. I'm not sure what the English, I'm sure someone's written about it, but he said, Nisko Yain Revita. We said that the three things which were Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, remember, one of them was, we said, Yud Aleph Yamim before, between Nida. And I mentioned there, I said as a joke, that's where they probably get the name 7-Eleven from the shops that are open. And I've been told, yes, it actually was the 7th of the 11th. So anyhow, Shakoach. All right. All right, so we're starting the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph. It says, Kol Miritzvei Mikdash Hayu Nigdashot Chutz Mishel Kohen Gadol Shaya Godsha Betocha. The Shittah book where it changes that Godsha Betocha, and so does Rashi, by the way. Rashi also says Godsha Betocha. So what does that mean? So that all the Kadim in the Mikdash, right, when they would measure them, they would measure them Gadush. We had a whole discussion in the car the other day. Remember when Mervin said that the word was meniscus?
Yes.
Not meniscus. I mean, no, he was wrong. We discussed meniscus means the way that the water behaves in a test tube. So, for example, and a meniscus actually is the opposite. This is a meniscus.
So it's a kind.
Right? I don't know what it is. It's a convex, concave, yeah. Right? We were speaking about the I'm not sure, we haven't yet got the name what it's called. But when
surface
the water,
tension.
It's caused by surface tension. But it's got a name. I'm not the fulcrum. I don't know. It's got a name. It's got some name of it. You know, someone will find out, please, one day, what that name is of the water that comes up. Anyhow, but it's all right. So we gave that all the midot were gedusha. Okay, so when they were measured, they were full over like that. Okay, except for the chavit of the kohen gadol, which was in the measure. It was shakur, right? It says gadush betocha. And then midat halach. We had this as well. Midat halach, the kalim that you measure wet goods with, berotzehen kodesh. So the Mishnah says that they remember the berotzehen we said with the pots that drip down the side, right? So the berotzehen, they are kodesh. Umidat hayavesh berotzehen chol. And for the dry goods, when you measure them in the kalim, what drips off the side is chol. Look at Rashi here very quickly. Berotzehen kodesh kli halach nami ikka kodesh. Okay, so Rashi says here that the wet kli is also godish. Also, that was like we said, like even the liquid is mounded. When you fill it up, you fill it as full as it can possibly be. Not just the dry ones, even the wet goods. Now, the Tanna Kamma says that the...
Oh, this calls an overbrim.
Overbrim. Okay, well, that's not a word. That's an American translation. That's an American translation for someone who has another word. So that is midat halach rotin kodesh. Rabbi Akiva says midat halach kodesh. Rabbi Akiva gives the reason why. Rabbi Akiva says, why is it kodesh, liquid vessel? Sorry. I made apologies in advance. I'm really tired. He says the kli itself is kodesh, and therefore the berutzehen, the drips that drip on the side, also kodesh. And midat hayavesh chol, lefichach berutzehen chol. And that's why the berutzehen of the yavesh are, because the one is kadosh, the one isn't kadosh. Rabbi Kivis, we've seen the Gemara just now, that he says that the kli itself was not kadesh. The kli of the, it's not a kli, what do we call them?
Sure.
Klei sharet, thank you. It's not a klei sharet. Rabbi Yossi says like this. He's got a difference in Rabbi Akiva. He says, lo mishum ze. Right, now look, if you look at the Rashi, Rashi got a different Rashi. Rashi says, lo min Hashem hu ze. That's actually the shtimah kubet as well. The bet has got a svara acher. Lo min Hashem hu ze. That's not the reason. And look at the Rashi, yeah? Before the Rashi, ele shehalach ne'ekar v'ayavesh elu ne'ekar. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. It says, why is the one, the lach, is kadosh and the yavesh is not kadosh? Not because of the kalim, like Rabbi Akiva. But he says, because with the liquid, what happens is first the liquid enters into the vessel and then drops out. So it had become kadosh inside. The dry stuff falls off before it actually goes into the kli. It's the top. It doesn't actually make its way into the kli. Okay, we can understand that from so God, the liquid's liquid. We don't know which. Yeah. We can't identify the exact drop.
Yeah, but what goes in is the outside pushes water down, and what's really inside.
Very good.
Out.
So I'm saying that's the physics of it, right? So as the liquid, we can't identify the actual drop. Where with the dry stuff, it doesn't go in and push out. It's on the top, doesn't make its way in, it falls over. No, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Yossi says it's not the reason. Rabbi Yossi says they can both be kadosh. Makes the difference. We'll see in a second. Look here. Look at Rashi here quickly. He says what's on the sides of the klees is the first part to fall, like Steve said. When you add to it, it comes up and goes out. The berutzin were kadosh in the klee, and you pushed it out of the klee. Where were the dry stuff, right? Says Rabbi Yos, look at Rashi. The dry stuff stays there. What's inside is kadosh, not kadosh outside. So he's got a physical reason. Rabbi Akiva's got a more of a spiritual reason. The Gemara says like this: money. Who is the ton of our Mishnah? Now it's interesting. Why is the question? Look at Rashi. We need the Kitvei Rashi. Ha diktani kol midot hayavesh shebemikdash hayu nikdashot. Kol midot yavesh, because the Mishnah says here, kol midot shebemikdash, which includes yavesh and lach. So even all the dry ones. Now what's our problem with that? Demidik tani chut mishal kohen hagadol de amin le el disron shlom achukaya le dibrak. Everybody agrees that the kohen gadol's one was a little bit different. Michlal says Rashi, we infer from there what the chol midat yavesh shebemikdash hayu nikdashot. They were all. Now what's our problem with that? But a chazor here. Rabbi Meir, if we say that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, so what's the problem with Rabbi Meir being Tan of our Mishnah? Look at the Mishnah Rashas there. That Gimel is Le'el Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Now, of course, everybody here remembers Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, right? On Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Machloket of Rabbi... No, good try, but no. On Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, the Machloket Tanakama Rabbi Meir on how many Kalim there were in the Beit HaMikdash. If there was one or two, remember? Go to Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. We had a Mishnah there. Shtei midot shal yavesh v'migdash. Isro v'chetzi saron. Rabbi Meir omer, isaron, isaron, v'chatzi isaron, isaron. Rabbi Tanakama says there was an isaron and a chatzi isaron. Rabbi Meir says there was an isaron, isaron, two types of isaron. And what was unique about the two types of isaron, according to Rabbi Meir, if you remember there, he said the one was gadush and the one was machuk. And we just said a second ago that all the kalim in the Migdash were gadush. See, if we say to Rabbi Meir, we've got a problem. Rabbi Meir hasn't got all the kalim gadush. He's got more kalim than Chachamim. That's Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Mani Rabbi Meir. What happened to Michael? Rabbi Meir, the Amar Shnei Eshonot Hayusha. He says there were two types. Echad Yagadush v'chad v'tulo. So calm Rabbi Meir, this Tana, this Mishnah. On the other hand, Rabbanan. Chada u'machukava. Rabbanan said there was one kaikli and it was machuk. Look at Rashi, Rabbanan. Who gufe machuk? I mean, el, but Rabbi Meir nishma le Rabbanan. Rabbi Meir says there was one lakas, one lakas. Turns out Chachamim say no, there was only one and was machuk. So who is the Tana of our Mishnah? So the Gemara is Amar Rabbi Chizda lo'ola Rabbi Meir. It actually is Rabbi Meir. And what does Rabbi Meir mean when we? What does Mishnah mean when we say umai kol midot? When we say over here, Mishnah says kol midot a unique to short, kol medidot, not the kli itself, but the way we measured. And that can even work. Even Rabbi Meir, who told us that we got two different types of measuring kalim, and the one is only a kli, is only an isaron if it's gadush, and the one's an isaron if it's machuk, doesn't matter. Even the one that's machuk, when you use it, you do it gadush. I don't understand how it would work, right? Because you're gonna have more. If it's a machuk and you put a gadush, it's gonna be bigger. It's gonna have more than it should be. That's how the Gemara ends up over there. There's no Rashi on that. Any comment on that? Anybody find anything in the notes that's mentioned? Okay. Midat halach beirutzen kodesh. Now the Mishnah says that the drips of the halach of kodesh. I mean, we had three machloket there: Tanakama, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara says, like, "What are these three Tanaim arguing about?" Tanakama savar midat halach nimshecha bein mibifnim bein mibachutz. Tanakama says, Rako Tanakama is what it says. That halach beirutzehen kodesh. Why? Because the kli is kadosh, inside and outside. So the drips that come down, drip down on the outside, become kadosh. What was inside is kadosh, what was outside is kadosh. And with that yavesh, says Tanakama, Nimshecha mibifnim v'lo nimshecha b'chutz. They were only anointed inside, not outside. Therefore, the dry goods, what's inside becomes kadosh. What falls out on the outside has become kadosh, because the outside of the kli wasn't nimshach, was never made holy in the first place. Rabbi Akiva savar midat halach nimshecha b'mifnim b'mechutz. Rabbi Akiva says no. They all agree with the same outcome, right? But we're trying to get to why. Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva says agrees, right, that the only that the drips of the lach is kadosh, but he says that the kli kadosh, the kli lach, was nimshach bein bifnim bein b'mechutz. And midat yavesh lo nimshach kol ikar. It wasn't even nimshach at all. Look at Rashi. I say, if it wasn't nimshach at all, how does the stuff that's inside it become kadosh to begin with? Look at Rabbi Akiva here. Lo nimshachu kol ikar. See that kitva yad Rashi there? That's almost in the middle. Right? Kiliktani umidat yavesh chol. He says, if we say that midat yavesh is chol, mihu ma shemodedin bo, what you put inside it is kadosh. Why? Kdushat hapeh. See that? Which you make it kadosh. The kli doesn't make it kadosh. It's because you allocated, you dedicated that it becomes kadosh. Ugavra lemai de tzarich maktish. And you only make kadosh enough of what you need. Ubaritin or maktish. Therefore, you don't make kadosh the drips on the outside. Lo tzarich, look, you don't need them. So that's why Rekiva says the kli sharet of a lach, we can't help it. Because the kli is what's mekadosh. The kli of the yavesh is not kadosh at all. It's depending on you, and therefore only up to you. Rabbi Yossi says it's slightly different. He says like this. Both the kalim of the lach and the yavesh were nimshach inside and not outside. So why do we have a difference in the lach and the yavesh? This is the reason. The lach ne'ekar u'migava demane ka'ati. He says the lach was originally inside, and it came out like we saw. It bounced out. Umigava demane, and inside. Remember, bright is bara and gava is in. Remember that, right? Umigava demane kati. It came from the inside, and therefore it was already kadosh once it was inside. Vahayavesh and neikar, and the yavesh doesn't have such a thing. You can't have yavesh that was in being pushed out, like we explained. Yavesh never makes it in. So therefore, it's not. The Gemara says on Rabbi Yossi, v'chi ne'ekar ma'ahave. And what do you mean? It was ne'ekar. Gavre le'may de tzarech ke'mechaved. Even so too, he says over here. The person determines what he wants. What do you mean it was ne'ekar, therefore it had been kadosh in the clear? We don't want the drops. On that, Amar Avdimi, we got two answers. Amar Avdimi ba shishna mishmei dera. Avzot tomei, what do we learn from here? Kli sharet mekadshin shlomi da'at. This is proof. Doesn't care what you want. If it's a kli sharet and it was nimshach and the drops went, and the liquid went inside it, it's mekadosh automatically, whether you want or you don't want it, mekadosh lo midat. Ravina has got a different opinion. He says, no. Le'olam ein melach kli sharet ein mekadosh lo midat. We don't agree, says Ravina. Everyone, you can always say that no such thing. Even if it's a kli sharet, it has to have da'at. Therefore, if you don't want the drops on the outside, the one become kadosh. So why are the drops on the outside of the lach kadosh? Ugzaira. It's a gzaira of chachamim. Shema yomru, a person might come and say, what? Motzein mikli sharet l'chol. They don't realize what's going on over here. They think, oh, wait a second, this was inside the kli sharet. Now it's outside the kli sharet, and it's becoming chol. Therefore, they'll think that at any given time, you can take something out of kli sharet and make it into chol whenever you want. Therefore, once it was in the kli sharet, we make it kadosh. Even that isn't kadosh. Because according to Ravina, you have to have midat. And there's no da'at over here, so it shouldn't be kadosh. Gzairu that it becomes kadosh. It was treated with a kadosh. It is already kadosh. I don't even, it can't be. Chacham, you can't make something kadosh by gzairah. Hello. Can't make something kadosh by gzairah. You're right? Okay, now, on that answer of Ravina's, right, Rav Zaira has a kasha here. Or when he says that it isn't kadosh mil shelo midat, right? A kli sharet ainu mekadosh ele midat. So he brings up, he's also by the motive, Rabbi Zaira, sideret alechem ben abazikin lachar Shabbos. We know that the lechem apanim are meant to be put on the Mizbeach Erev Shabbos, and they're meant to be there for two Shabbos, right? They spend the first Shabbos, then the whole week, and then the last Shabbos, and they come off on the Shabbos. Right? So they're meant to be on the on the Shulchan for two Shabbos.
That's what you had at the hotel.
Oh, the lechem apanim. No, the lechem apanim.
For a week.
But it stayed fresh. That was one of the miracles.
It stayed fresh.
That was one of the miracles of lechem apanim, that it stayed warm and hot and fresh.
I'm saying, but now it's not.
It was outside,
then it would. Okay. So, so yeah, right? So, sidei lechem apanim achar Shabbos. Is there a Rashi on that? No. But we talk basically, you put it on, and you'll see from the counting of the days in Rashi that it looks like he's like on a Sunday. You'll see, because he says there's 6 days. Rashi says they had an extra 6 days. So you'll see it seems like he put it on, not on Shabbos, on Sunday. Right? Motiva b'zeh, sidra lechem v'rabazikin l'achar ha-shabbat. V'iktirat ha-bazikin b'shabbat. And then when the following Shabbos came, he just went in and did the haktara of the frank incense as if things were all fine. What does the Mishnah say? Well, this variety is arguing from psula. It's actually a machloket, and I'm sorry I'll get bogged down in this, but it's a machloket shitot. Look there, can you see there's a hay there of a shtem kubetzet, and there's a zayin of the mesura shas. Right, and let's go to the hay first. So the hay of the shtem kubetzet, he says b'shabbat psula. In other words, he's basically saying to you, read it as with the psula, b'shabbat psula. Now you wonder to yourself, what's he doing? Our Gemara has got b'shabbat psula, right? Then you go to the Mishnah Rashas and you look at the Zayin, and you see there he's got there Ayin Rashi b'yom kaftet bet the lo gar sinan psula v'hid gam ken b'sherem Rabbeinu Chanan l'ayin sham. See that? So the Shita, the Mishnah Rashas takes out the psula, the Shita Mekubetzet puts in the psula. Our Gemara's are printed like the Shita Mekubetzet, so now they put back in. Right? That's interesting. So you see that? So we read with the psula. If you're b'zikim b'shabas psula. So he says, if you're pasul, kaitzad yase. So what do you mean? Look at Rashi there, psula at the bottom. Psula. Now, that's why I don't understand how you can say there that Rashi's ma'id, that you don't gores psula. There's a divra matzchil here of Rashi psula. So if Rashi wasn't gores psula, then why is he commenting on psula? Yeah? Okay. So that's why I read the psula. So look here, psula, de mechuseret zmanhi. It's chaser zman. Why? De mishpata la'amod la'shulchan shiv'a yamim, ve'lo amda ele shish'a. See that? That's why I'm saying it seems like he put it on Sunday. How do you get six? Because it comes to Shabbos. So it must be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. No, on Monday. Monday. Seven. Well, the last Shabbos is not really the day. It's 7 days plus the last Shabbos. Right. So he says, what's the takana? How do you do this? He says, Keitzad yaseh, yenichel shabbat ba'ah. Leave it on. So you basically put it on Sunday. It comes to Shabbos. Leave it till the following Shabbos. Only the following Shabbos take it off. And then it's fine, right? Now remember, we're asking a question. Our question here is about Mekadesh Lo Bidat and the fact that Chachamim had to gozer putting stuff on a kli. Remember the question in the background, right? So now look at what it says. It says, Keitzad yaseh, niten l'chavah, shafilu hu al shulchan yamim rabim. This is what's important. Look at Rashi. Yeah, even for 20 days. Kegon shisha yamim shamar lashulchan kodem shabbat haba'a. Right? Ein b'chach klum. It doesn't matter. Va'amai. Why not? And look at Rashi there. Kitver va'amai ein b'chach klum. Why don't we say that it doesn't make a difference? Look at the Rashi. Nehi nami de'ein lina poselet bo. Okay, we understand that the lina isn't a problem. Right? That isn't poselet bo. However, nigzor shlo yomer, but why don't we make a gzeira? And what's the look at the Gemara? Am I hatam nami leima? Therefore, also they say gzeira. Look at the Gemara. What's the gzeira? Sheme yomru mafkidim bekli sharet. That you just stick your stuff in a kli sharet. Now, what's we look at Rashi down the bottom? Sheme yomru, right? Mafkidim bekli sharet. Meinichim bekli sharet davar hakadosh, like sticking our liquid into kli sharet. Ala shulchan velo nifsas mikam pasu. If every time you're worrying about people making mistakes of assessments, there's no end to the examples, right? Why don't we do the same gzeira over here? And Rashi says at the end, mafkidin, what does it mean mafkidin? Ka'ein pikadon, like a deposit, shelo yaved, won't get lost. V'yipasel kol man shusha. So what Rav Zaira is saying to Ravina, if you're telling me that it's a olam klim is mekadesh lo midah, only midat. Yeah, it's a gzeira because people won't come and say, you stuck him in a kli sharet and became chol. Then why do we have the same story in the shulchan? Why do we say the aloch is leave it there? Let's say don't leave it there because it's a gzeira. They'll come and think that you can just leave things in a kli in a kli sharet for a long time and it won't become pasul belina. With me? Question clear?
The whole thing is the
kanin. Absolutely, that's the answer. Here comes the answer. That's the answer. Okay, so you're a coin, you were sensitive, I see. You took it seriously. You were a bit offended by the Rav Zaira.
But saying
the
people
say
it's the kanin
really ones. Okay, so here comes the answer. Shkoch, that's exactly the answer. Look, the answer says like this. So he responds, what panim? He says, panim achut keramit. You're asking a kasha on what happens inside the Beit HaMikdash, inside the Heichal, the Heichal. What happens outside the Heichal? Right? Look at Rashi there. Panim achut, panim. Sidru lechem ha-panim hu ba-Heichal. It happens inside the Mishka, the Heichal. Achut, medidot, menachot, bazara, v'kula mechazi lehu. V'kilamigza, there you can make a gzaira. But panim, lav kula alma yadei ta'amat sham alechem kolkach, v'leikilamigza. Right? It's exactly, because that's what you're saying. It's only the Kohanim inside. It's not anybody else. So it's not Shayach at all. I think that the Rabbeinu Gershom actually says it in more detail.
What happens to name stays to name.
And no, he doesn't say much more. He just said, Lechem apayim debeheichal amidot. The chutz ba'azara kramit panim lo kule alma yadei shezeh alechem shahasham kol kach v'lekel mikzar. But basically exactly what you're saying, Steve. That's the Kohanim. And the Kohanim, we haven't got a problem. So it's not shayach at all. But when it comes to the amcha, you've got to make zairas. Okay, here. Panim lav kule alma yadei, chutz kule alma yadei. Okay, new sugya. So now, we're still discussing the same ideas of the Beirutze, but a new sugya. Tnan hatam. Right? We learned in the Mishnah. Right, where's that Mishnah there in Shkalim, I think. Shkalim, yes. Sanatam, motar nesachim lekeitza mizbeach. When you've got left over from the nesachim, goes, now we know what keitz, we learned that, right? Keitz mizbeach is we keep it like the filler, remember? Mizbeach is empty. We bring stuff to keep make sure the mizbeach is always full. We've heard that before. If you look at the Rashi down the bottom here, the very first wide lines of Rashi, lekeitza mizbeach, kesha mizbeach batel, לוקחים מאותן נסחים כבשים לעולה ומקיצים אותם לשום we use them. Right, so when the Mizbeach is empty, nothing there, we take from these nesachim kvasim for an ola, a sheep for an ola, we buy from the proceeds, we obviously sell the leftover nechasim, we trade them, and we take a keves and we use it b'keitzin. Rashi says, Yalashon kaitz, haynu, Dveilot ka'adam shemevi'in lo te'enim la'achar se'udah. Okay, like when you bring figs after a suda. V'achim repere kamed shvuot. Keitz b'banot suach la'adam. Okay, we've learned this before. Basically, it's like the dessert of the Mizbeach. We make sure that the Mizbeach is always busy. So the Mishnah says that motar nesachim, you take folks of my motar. What are my motar nesachim? So we've got two answers here. Rabbi Chira Yosef Amar Berutzei Midot. He says, those are those parts that drip off. The Kohanim would collect them into a cup. And they would basically sell them off. And they would use the proceeds from that to buy animals for Keitz HaMizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Rabbi Yochanan says, what is Keitz HaMizbeach? What is Motar Nesachim? Ka'ota sheshaninu. He says, like we learned. Hamekabel alav lesapek saltot me'arba ve'amdu me'shalosh. What happens here? Look at Rashi. A guy undertakes, he says here like this, Hamakabel. Look at the very second last line. Hamakabel, Echad shekibel ma'ot min ha-gizbar. He gets money from the treasure of the Mikdash. Ve'kibel lav lesapek lo solet le'menachot. Because he's got a deal with him. I got a contract, a year contract to supply flour to the Mikdash at a price of 3 saltot. I love to make saltot me'arba. What's up? Aruk Rashi mi'arba sa'in b'sela. So for every seller that the gizbar pays him, he supplies 4 sa'in. Now what happens during the year? The price goes up. So he started when he could sell saltot for arba. Va'amdu, and now in the middle of the year, the price is sitting at 3 for a seller. Right? There was a, 25%. Right? 25% increase in prices. And now we've got a problem because I've got to deal with the Beit HaMikdash. But its prices have gone up. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says, Mesapek Ma'arba. You keep it at the same price. Now, what happens the other way around? The Mishnah says, Mishalosh. You had a deal to supply 3 for a seller. Va'amdu Me'arba. Right? And now suddenly it gets cheaper. So you think, okay, I'm carrying on supplying the 3, but it's now costing me a third less. Right? Now you don't get away with it. So the Mishnah, Mesapek Me'arba. You now give them. You give them the same prices, you give them the same amount as if they were buying 4. So they're basically much more. They're going to get a third more than they bargained for. because it's cheaper now, right? They get the saving.
You have to buy futures.
Right. So why? Sheyad hekdesh al elyona. Okay. So that's what he says over here. So now, so remember that was the discussion here is, what are these? What is the motar nesachim? So that's the motar. So the first answer, the nesach, is actually the liquid itself. The second answer, the nesach, is not the liquid, it's the nesachim like we use. Remember, this reminded me of yesterday. We spoke, why did Rashi in the first explanation, remember, he spoke about nesachim, he spoke about the actual flour, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And in the second answer, it says, you can see that nesachim can be interchangeable. We speak about nesachim, it can be either the flour or the liquid. You can see, yeah, the two answers are completely interchangeable. There's two brightness that support each one of these sides of the machloket. Tanik v'der Rabbi Yochi bar Yosef, Berutzin, what did they do with the Berutzin? If there was another zevach coming up, they'd use those leftover liquids for the zevach. If they stayed overnight, they become pasul b'lina. If they didn't become pasul, so may kitzin b'hem da mizbeach, they'd use them for the mizbeach for kites. But kites, what is this kites? Olot habasar lashem. Interestingly, the Mishnah gives us a new halacha here. The meat of the animal went to the Hashem, to the korban, the orot la kohanim. But nonetheless, the hides still went to the kohanim. Look at the regular Rashi over here. Habasa l'shem v'orot la kohanim. The mahu the taima says Rashi. What would we have thought? What's the chiddush here? Hoyil v'lekaitam isbeachu yehe kul ola. It should all be an ola. Afilu orah, even its hides. But now, what would you do with the hides? We don't expect you to actually burn the hides. That's just a waste of money, right? And we don't burn hides for an ola. But when we say it's ola Hashem, what would we have thought you should do with the hides? Sheyachzor v'yikach midnei ora behema l'torech ola v'lo yeh ora l'kohanim. Sell those hides and use other animals. In other words, it's self-sustaining sort of situation, right? Where you've got the motar. And you buy the animal, and then you sell the hides, you buy another animal, and you sell the hides, but another animal, you can basically go forever, right? Kamash Balan, no, the Kohanim get the hides. Okay, that was the first Tanya supporting Rabbi Chia. Then Tanya Kivetan Rabbi Yochanan, Hamakem Alav Asapek Saltu Mi Arba Vamdu Mishlosh, you originally had a deal at 4 to Asaya and became 3. Misapek Barba, you sell 4. Mishlosh Vamdu Arba, you were doing it at 3 and now got cheaper Mi Arba, Misapek Mi Arba. Why? Shal Hekdesh, I don't know. V'zehu shesharinu, this is what the brighter says, motar nesachim leketz mizbeach. Look at two brighters, we don't know which one, they're both right. Eilu v'eilu divrei Elohim. Okay, new Mishnah. Matnitin, kol korban ratzibur v'hayachid. This is an amazing Mishnah. Why is it an amazing Mishnah? Because look what it says. Kol, starts off bombastically, kol korbanot ratzibur v'hayachid te'uni nesachim. Chutz, except for, but look at the list of chutz. Chutz min ha-bechor, v'ha-maser, v'ha-pesach, v'ha-chatat,
Va'asham.
What's left? Right? Okay, we know what's left.
Yeah, right.
Right? There's plenty left, but still, this is a hell of a lot of korbanot. Ella, the Mishnah now goes back and confuses us more. Shechatato shel metzora va'ashamo, a metzora is chatat and asham toni nesachim. So a regular chatat and asham don't have nesachim, but an asham of a metzora and a chatat and asham does have nesachim. But every korban has nesachim except for the Bechor, the Maaseh, the Pesach, the Chatot, and the Asham, other than the Metzoras, Asham, and Chatat. Any of you noticed this morning the davening for Shcholet? Does it make a bit more sense when you read the Korbanot?
It's a different layne.
Not the layne, I'm saying the davening of the Musaf, when we read about all the list of all the things there. We see Sirei Chatat and the Mincha. You'll see it's coming up right now in a second. Sirei Chatat.
It's also the layne.
Yeah, well, the Laini, but it's a little bit different to this. But I'm saying, but in the davening, we mentioned like all the korbanot in the minchatam and it's game the pisach shloshal apar arba lapar shal ayil v'shnayim lakeves. You see that there? It's listed in all the davening. Okay. So Tan Rabbanan, learn a brighter. Va'asite mishel Hashem. Now look, Rashi tells us over here. Kitvei Yad Rashi. What's it mean? Yeah, va'asite mishel Hashem. He says zehu parshat nesachim. This is the parsha of nesachim, but parshat shlach lecha. Okay. So that comes from Bamidbar in Parashat Shlach. And it says, Va'asitem ishe l'Hashem, you must make an ishe, a fire, burning. Yachol kol ha'ola l'ishim, yet ta'un nesachim. Because the Pasuk says, you can actually read the Pasuk, it says, Va'asitem ishe l'Hashem, ola o zevach, you bring an ola or a zevach, לפלה נדר, right? That's for a neder on benedava, או במועדיכם, on your yom taivim, לעשות ריח ניחוח להשם, מן הבקר ומן הצון, right? And we said this is actually in the parsha of Nesachim. So the rest of the psukim will be telling you about that you actually bring Nesachim. So the Gemara's question, the Bride's question, the first question is, Yachol kol ha'olah lishim yetu Nesachim. O olah. Afilu mincha. Even a flower offering, not only an animal offering. Tabud lomar olah. We need to have only olah, a particular olah. Right? It's what about shlamim inayin. Tabud lomar zevach. Zevach means shlamim. Toda minayin, Talmud Lomar, or Zevach. We've seen these limudim before, right? All the limudim. So basically, or Zevach is a Zevach Islamim, or Zevach is a Toda, and Ola is mentioned in the Pasuk Ola. Yachol, says the writer, Shanim Arbe, Af Bechor, Umaser, Upesach, Vachadab Hashem, those five that were listed in the Mishnah that are excluded from the Sachim, Talmud Lomar, Lefale Neder, O Benedava. It has to be only the Mishnah that excluded them because the Pasuk speaks about lefale neder or nerava. So how do, what do we say? Ba b'neder b'nerava ta'u nesachim. She'en o ba b'neder b'nerava ain ta'u nesachim. So now only things that you can bring voluntarily as well. Now let's look at those examples. A bechor you can't bring as an adav or a neder, right? A bechor is a bechor by virtue that it was born a bechor. Maaser as well. It was the 10th animal. Pesach is Kurban Pesach. A chatat, you got a chovat to bring a chatat. And an asham, you got a chovat bring an asham. So you can't bring a chatat, so it makes a lot of sense. Right? None of these korbanot can be brought as a neder or a nadav. You can't nodev a Pesach. It's not a Kurban Pesach, it's just called a shlamim. Right? So the writer says, therefore, mashmel otziet eilu. We now understand, okay. Otzi et chovat haba'ot machmat regel beregel. Maybe if you want to say if it's a chova, and it isn't something which I can voluntarily bring, then I should exclude as well other korbanot which come as a result of the regel. So my nihu, because they also are chovot and not nedaru nadavot. So Gemara says, my nihu, which would they be? He says, olot riya v'shamei chagiga. You know, there's a special din, right? Shelo yireh panai rekam. You bring it. You don't come empty-handed to the Beit Hamikdash. You bring it all after a year. And shalmei chagiga with the Korban Pesach, you have like special. You have extra kor to eat per lot because of the chabur, etc. Talmud, maybe we should have a sachim for these. Remember, the Mishnah said kol, right? Kol korban, except the ones that are excluded. Maybe this one also should be excluded. Talmud lomar o b'moadechem. That's what the pasuk there says, even b'moadechem, right? Kol habab b'moadechem to nesachim. It's a moed. It's a sachim. Ah, if that's the case. Then mashmel avi et elu. If you're telling me that I bring those, right? Avi sirei chatat. Maybe I bring sirei chatat as well. Why? Also sirei chatat. We excluded chatat there, right? We said only the chatat for the metzora, but all the other chatot. Maybe the sirei chatat we should also bring a korba. We should also nesachim. Why? Hoyel ubayin chova lebaregel. So now look here quickly at the mishnah at the shita mekubetet aleph. So avi sirei chatat hoyel ba'achol regel gilayon. Says why do we mention only sirei chatat? Says upesach lo chashiv chova beregel. We could use pesach as well. Why do we exclude pesach? Why isn't pesach a chova of the regel? You hear that? It's a good question, right? We could have thought that pesach is a chova of pesach, and therefore should fall under umoadechem, and it should ta'un nesachim. So the shita says lefi sheba ba'arbasar, because it comes before the regel. The regel starts on the 15th. Korban Pesach is the 14th. It's a brilliant answer there, right? Very good question, I think. So it says there, Umashmel avi et eilu avi sirei chatat. Look at Rashi, Kitve Rashi. What is Kitve sirei chatat? Shel musfei regalim. It was in the Musaf of the Rosh Chodesh as well. That's why I asked the question. We said there, sirei chatat in Judah's Davni. Debechulu ketiv usir chatat echad. Kol amikrot shel halacha zu ktuvim bota parsha. So maybe sirei chatat. Hoyul bain chova beregel, therefore it should be not ever nesach. Talmud lomar v'chi ta'ase ben bakar ola o zabach. The shita adds in the whole pasuk. V'chi ta'ase ben bakar ola o zabach. So the Gemara says, what ben bakar? What do you mean v'chi ta'ase ben bakar? Right? So our question here is, do we asir chatat? Rab, what does asir chatat come as? What is a sechir chatat? The seir is a goat, right? So Seir is not a bakar. A goat is a son, right? So that's why it says we would exclude it. Because we got the pasuk says v'chitaseh ben bakar, only cattle, right? Ben bakar, but the Gemara says, was there? Ben bakar b'chal, yeah, it was already written, it was written in the pasuk. Right? Look at it, says over here, umin habakar, umin atzon. So look at Rashi, ben bakar b'chal, yeah, ba'asite mishet demashme mina, d'chol yishet ha'unasachim, chut mi'elud b'mait. Right? So why did it b'chal, yeah, v'lama yatsa, why do we take it out? La'akishe, why do we specify it, meaning? La'akishela, ba b'bakar m'yuchad ba b'ner b'ner rava, afko ba b'ner b'ner rava. That's why we've got it there. So ben bakar, we only bring, and that's why the sa'ir is not a bakar. We didn't make. And then the Gemara brings a new question. The bride brings a new pasuk. Lasot reach to Hashem mina bakar mina tzon ma talmud lomar. What would be that pasuk telling us there? Lasot reach to Hashem. Lefish neemar ola shomeani afilo ta'of b'mashu. Even we should have reach nichoach. What's going on over here? What's the question? That's what Hashem. Mina bakar mina tzon. Ma talmud lomar. Lefish neemar ola. Shomea nefish neemar ola. Look at Rashi. Ola or zevach. Mashma kol ola tuna nesachim. Nesachim, right? Okay, nesachim still. Right? Maybe all ola should have nesachim, and therefore shomea ani af ola ta'of. Maybe even we come to do a bird sacrifice is an ola. There should be nesachim. Tamud lomar mina kar mina tzon. Dear Rabbi Yoshia, only what comes from the animals, not birds. Rabbi Natan says, no, we don't need that limud of mina bakar mina tzon for this. Eino tzarich, why not? Harei hu omer, zevach. For off, eino zevach. It says zevach in the pasuk. V'chi ta'aseh ben bakar ola o zavach. Levanei roshlamim, and a bird, not a zavach. So the Gemara says like this, look at Rashi there quickly. V'off eino zevach, the melika hu. See that? That's what's not a zevach. We don't zoveyach, we don't shechter, we do melika. V'lo bezvicha, it's not with shechting. So the Gemara says, wait a second, im kain. So according to Rabbi Yonatan, what do we need that pasuk for? The pasuk says a person when he brings the animal from behemah min habakar min atzon. What would be a thought? The person makes a neder to bring an ola. And ola means you have to bring a sheep and a cow or a bull. You can decide. Ratzah echad mevi, ratzah shtay mevi, whatever you want, but you have to bring them both. So now, if that's the case, Rabbi Yonatan, lama likra, according to Rabbi Yonatan, right, why do we have the pasuk? It's a very sharp question. Look at Rashi's kia. Rabbi Yonatan, lama likra lechalek. Right, now what does it mean, lechalek? Because we'll see now in a second that Rabbi Yonatan, ha'amar, Rabbi Yonatan already taught us that ad sheyifotach ha'katuv yachdav. Look at the Rashi there, because we're going to also see in a second. This pasuk over here, Rabbi Yochanan said you can decide which everyone you want. Right? Now, Rabbi Yochanan told us, Ha'amar, look at Rashi there, Legabe aviv ve'imo kilel, with a ben shorim orer. It says there, kilel aviv ve'imo. Right? Mashme shneihem ke'echad. U'mashme echad, echad, that's what it means. Are they cursed them together or by themselves? Right? And what did Rabbi Yonatan teach us there? Ad sheyifaret lecha katuv yachdav. Hachinami. Kevan dichtiv mina bakar mina tzon velo kativ yachdav. Doesn't say mina bakar mina tzon yachdav. Mimele shmainan sheim ratza lavi echad yavi. So what's his big chiddush here? Rabbi Yonatan, we already learned the klal from him. That unless the Torah tells you yachdav, you got to bring them both together. If it just says like aviv o imo, like here it says bakar o ola o zevach, so you can bring either one whatever you want until the Torah tells you you have to bring them together. So there's no real chiddush here by his own limud of any big thing coming out. So what, according to him, what's the pasuk telling us? What are we separating? What's the chiddush over here? Is the question clear? The question clear? Right? Because he taught us this din of where the Torah should say yachdav, and yet the Torah didn't say yachdav. He is telling us the big chiddush over here. The whole purpose of this pasuk is you don't have to bring both types of animals, you can bring one or the other. But he himself tells us that unless the Torah tells you to bring them together, it's obvious you can bring them on their own. So what's this pasuk doing over here? So he says, itshich. He says, no. Nonetheless, we still need it over here. Why? Sal kedat achamin. What would we have thought? Hoyel uketiv v'min hatzon. Right, since the pasuk said, right, Abel ben Shav amat lehem adam ki akriv mikem korban, min korban la'ashem, mina beima, mina bakar, You see that? And then it says, Umin Hatzon. It says, from animal, from bakar, what's bakar is cattle. Umin Hatzon, and from tzon. That Umin, command dichtiv yachdav dami. It says that, might be like as if the same thing would apply as yachdav. And therefore, there was a Hava Amina, the Torah was telling you Yachdav. He telling you that Kamashmula? No. All right? And you don't have to know either, so it had to learn it. It wasn't able to learn it on its own.